Good health to you all from Rexall. Yes, it's Sunday. Time for the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and your Rexall family druggist.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, taking a little time from behind the prescription counter this Sunday evening to speak for all 10,000 of us. The 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You can always tell us by the orange and blue Rexall sign in our windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. They range all the way from aspirin to penicillin, and they're as fine and pure and dependable as science can make them. We druggists recommend them to our customers because we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today, as we look in on the Harrises, Alice is preparing to wash the lunch dishes, and Phil has just returned from a band rehearsal.
Hiya, honey.
Hello, Phil. How did the rehearsal go?
Fine. I was in great voice. La-da-da-dee-dee. I was hitting those low ones like a bell, honey. Hey, where are the kids?
Oh, they're in school. And, Phil, when they come home, I wish you'd talk to them. They were very naughty and noisy this morning. They were doing
Hold it, Myrtle. Hold it. Now, don't start on me this early in the morning. My kids ain't naughty. They're as refined and well-behaved as I am. And they ain't noisy either. I've taught my children to be quiet and docile.
Docile? Docile?
Don't mess with it, honey. It's too tough for you to handle. The trouble with you is you don't know how to manage them. I let them know who's boss. I don't let them start...
I didn't
push
you. I did not. You pushed me.
I'm going to tell Mommy on you.
I don't care.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on in here?
Your docile children have arrived. What are you girls doing home so early?
The teacher sent us home.
Why?
She's got a grudge against us.
Yeah, she didn't like the record we brought to music appreciation class.
Why not? I gave you Brahms' Lullaby. That's a beautiful melody.
Oh, she liked that one, but she didn't think the one Daddy gave us was classical enough.
And what record did your Daddy give you?
The Dogtown Polka Club.
Oh, Phil, how could you give them a record like that? It's not even a song. It doesn't have any melody.
Well, maybe not, but it has an exceptional recitative.
Recitative?
Let it lay. That'll give you more trouble than docile.
Girls, was the teacher very angry with you for bringing that record to school?
She was kind of mad. But she really blew her top when Phyllis and I sang it.
You sang Dogtown Poker Club? Oh, stop it, Alice. You children don't even know it.
Oh, no? Hit it, Phyllis.
Bill Jackson was a poor old dub who joined the Dogtown Poker Club and cursed the day he told them he would join.
Phil Harris, did you hear that? Do you want your children to be expelled from school?
What was good enough for their father is good enough for them.
Wants to see you, Mommy. Here's the note she sent to you.
I was afraid of that.
What's she got to say, honey?
Dear Mrs. Harris, I would appreciate your dropping in to see me at school this afternoon. I would like to talk to you on a matter of vital importance. Sincerely, Miss Williams.
Oh, so she wants to talk to us, huh? Well, there's a few things I want to tell her, too. And I'll be glad to go to school with you and straighten her out.
P.S. For the sake of the children and the morale of the school, please come alone and don't bring old Do-Wah-Diddy. Oh, dear. Now I'll have to go to school with the children this afternoon, and it's all your fault,
okay,
Phil.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
Well, I wouldn't mind, but I have the dishes to do, and I wanted to wash out a few things.
I'll take care of that for you. I'll do the dishes, and I'll put your stuff in the washing machine. Go ahead. Go with the kids. Go
on. All right. You'll find everything in the laundry basket beside the Bendix. Now, be careful, Phil. Don't mess up my washing machine.
Be careful, she says. I know how to handle a washing machine. There's nothing to it. This machine practically runs itself. All I got to do is open the top of it and get the... Uh-oh. Now, who put this package of butter in the washing machine?
Daddy, that's the deep freezer. This is the washing machine.
This is the washing... Well, no wonder my root beer never gets cold in here. Phyllis, stop looking at me like that. I just happened to make a little mistake. I know a deep freezer from a washing machine. This time of day, the light is bad in here.
Yes.
Now, I better get Alice's stuff and put it in... Oh, Phyllis, answer the doorbell, will you?
All right, Daddy.
Now, let me see. Alice has two slips here, and, I wonder if she wants this girdle washed. Yeah, might as well put it in. I often wonder why Alice wears one. She's so slender.
Hiya, girlie.
Ah, hello, Frankie.
What are you doing?
Gonna wash out a girdle?
Oh. Shall I turn around while you take it off?
I'll be a wise guy. I'm doing Alice's laundry.
Why are you doing it?
For a very simple reason. Alice is going to school because Miss Williams don't like the way I sing Darktown Poker Club, so I'm doing her laundry.
Alice is going to school. Miss Williams don't like the way you sing Darktown Poker Club, so you're doing her laundry. Curly, I feel slighted.
Why?
I don't like the way you sing it either, but you never do my laundry.
Look, if you want to hang around here, be quiet. Dolkile. Now, look. We got a lot of work to do. After the washing, we got to do the dishes.
Yeah, but if we do it to... What do you mean, we?
Look, Remley, it ain't going to be hard. It'll be fun. We'll make a game out of it. I'll do the laundry, you do the dishes, and we'll see who gets through first.
Oh, goody, a race.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like loads of sport. I bet I finish before you do.
What makes you so sure?
Because I ain't going to do no dishes.
Come on, Frankie, be a pal. Do the dishes for me, won't you?
No. I can't wash dishes. A man in my position can't afford to have red, unsightly hands.
Why not?
Because my fellow musicians just voted me the guitar player with the softest hands in the union.
Look, Fluffy Fingers, if you don't do my dishes, there won't be no need for you to belong to the musicians' union. Now get going there while I do the dishes.
All right, but it ain't fair. You got a washing machine to do the laundry with. I got to do the dishes by hand, and that... Washing machine.
Hold it. Just quiet down a minute there, Henry.
What's the matter?
You can't do no dishes in the Bendix.
Why not? Doesn't have any paddles. Nothing keeps turning around to break anything. The water just keeps swishing around.
Just swish?
That's all.
It does?
Sure. It works just like a dishwashing machine. It's based on the principle of centrifugal force, which radiates through a diametric gravitation.
I never thought of it that way before. Hey, Remley.
What?
Hey, let's try.
All right.
I wonder why Alice never thought of doing dishes in it.
Yeah, well, you know how women are. They always do things wrong.
Yeah. They're not like us men. When we do things, we do them right.
There's them that does and them that don't, and them that says they will but won't. So if Satan tempts you, hold on tight, cause you can't do wrong doing right. There's them that shall and them that shan't, and them that wish they could but can't. But it's them that does that sees the light, cause you can't do wrong doing right. Look at that gal Delilah, she had them all in a spin. She clipped the mighty Samson, but she got caught when the house fell in. So you see, there's got to be just one road for you and me. Let old Satan know he's lost the fight, cause you can't do wrong doing right.
You gotta do right.
Well, make me know it.
Yes, you gotta do right.
Well, keep on a preaching.
If you wanna see the light.
Oh, tell it, brother.
But you can't do wrong when you're doing right.
There's them that's good and them that's mean and them that's somewhere in between. But it looks to me from what I've seen that you can't do wrong doing right. There's them that's meek and them that's bold. Now, don't ask me, but I've been told it's the meek that plays them hops of gold. Cause you can't do wrong doing right. Look at old Big Goliath, bragging about his size, picking on little David. But he got his right between the eyes. And so you see, there's got to be just one road for you and me. Let old Satan know he's lost the fight, cause you can't do wrong doing right.
You mustn't do wrong.
That's right with me.
No, you mustn't do wrong.
That's philosophy.
If you want to get along.
Oh, I believe it now.
Don't you ever get along if you're doing wrong.
Now, they threw Daniel to the lion. The king had it done. He's the law. But it wasn't long till Daniel had all of them cats drinking milk out of straw. And so you see, there's got to be just one road for you and me. Let old Satan know he's lost the fight. Cause you can't do wrong doing right. No, you can't do wrong doing right.
Cause you can't do wrong when you're doing what is right.
Keep on doing right.
Well, Curly, I got all the dishes in the washing machine and I got the water and the soap chips in. All I got to do now is turn it on.
Yeah, well, hold on a minute. Before you start, look. You sure this thing works on that principle of diabetic aggravation?
Curly, please. Now, just stand back and let me do this. Your dishes will be finished in no time. All you'll have to do is put them away. Well, here we go.
Hey, listen to her.
Yeah.
Hey, Frankie, she's really working, ain't she?
Well, of course. I know what I'm doing every minute.
Yeah. Hey, this is a swell way to do it.
Sure. Besides that, it don't take long. Now, shut it off now. Yeah. Now, Curly, your dishes are finished. Now, just open the door and let... Don't stand there, Curly. Put him away.
What'll I use, a shovel? Oh, look at those dishes. Every one of them broken to bits.
That hard water will do it every time.
Look, get a broom, Frankie. We got to sweep this up before Alice...
Phil, what was that awful noise? What happened? Oh, no, my good dishes.
Hello, Alice.
Phil... Which one of you is responsible for this?
I refuse to answer on account of I'm no stool pigeon.
Nor am I. Besides, Curly didn't mean to do it.
Remley! You squealed on your leader. Remley, you know the musician's code. I'll thank you to turn in your guitar pick.
Your fault, Curly. You suggested we do the dishes in the washing machine.
I suggest.
What? You did the dishes in my washing machine? Oh, Phil, can't you ever do anything right? You break my dishes, my washing machine, and... Well, don't stand there. Haven't you anything to say for yourself? Well, say something.
I love you madly.
Stop it. Look, Phil, I have to go over to the school now, but I'm warning you. If you so much as touch anything while I'm gone, I'll leave you.
Go ahead and leave us.
Frankie.
If she continues to nag us like this, we may be forced to go to Reno.
Yeah. No! Alice is just upset. I don't like the way she talked either, but she don't mean anything.
I don't know, Curly. When a woman starts nagging and finding fault with everything her husband does, it only means one thing. Her love has fifted.
It's wafted.
Fifted.
I'll accept that till I look it up. Come to think of it, she has been taking me for granted lately. She don't bring me little things anymore.
Let's face it, Curly. Alice don't love you, so you gotta leave her.
But Frankie, it'd be cruel to leave her at a time like this. If she stopped loving me, it could only mean one thing.
What?
She must be out of her mind. Besides, I don't want to leave Alice.
Curly, you don't have to actually leave her. Just pretend. When she sees your bags packed, she won't let you get as far as the front door.
Yeah. Maybe it would teach her a lesson.
Sure.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pack my stuff and make believe I'm leaving her right now. I'll pack everything in the house that's mine. Everything that I paid for.
I think you ought to pack more than just a toothbrush.
I bought the paste, too. Well, Frankie, I got all my valuables packed. Hey, by the way, Remley, did you pack those bottles carefully? I don't want that stuff to break.
Don't worry, Maestro. I packed each one in Excelsior.
Good. I just couldn't go on if anything happened to my wave set.
Hey, Curly, what's the idea of taking two trunks? What do you got in this one, anyway?
My most valued possession?
Yeah?
It's a gift from Rexall.
What is it?
2,000 drug products. The finest that science can make. I take it wherever I go.
Of course. Man's a fool to travel without 2,000 assorted drugs.
Just being diplomatic, Mr. Remley.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the sponsor happy to know that I carry these around in my trunk.
Oh, sure. Sure. And what have you got in the other trunk? 10,000 independent druggists?
Don't be sarcastic. Hand me my orange and blue carpet bag.
Curly, you didn't have to pack all this stuff. You're not going anywhere.
Wait a minute, I know, but if I don't do it right, Alice will know I'm bluffing. You gotta do it right. Now look, Frankie, to make this look real, when Alice comes back, you be pleading with me not to go.
All right, I know what to do. This is my idea.
All right.
I fixed the whole thing.
Just be sure that you just... Hey, wait a minute. There's the back door. It's coming open. That's Alice. Now start pleading with me. Please.
Okay. Curly, you mustn't leave Alice.
No, I'm sorry, Frankie. I've made up my mind.
But Curly, if you won't think of Alice, think of me. You can't leave me. I'm the best friend you ever had.
I know, Frankie, I know. And I'm going to miss you, pal.
I'll miss you too, Curly. Things won't seem
night
the same without you.
Long since you went away.
I know how you feel. You're going to miss me?
I'll miss you.
Well, I'm going to say that you'll always be
my buddy.
My buddy. Your buddy.
Oh, you can stop singing, Jeanette. We're through. How come you got in here now, Julius?
Hey, what's all the packing for, Mr. Harris?
Well, if you must know, I'm leaving Mrs. Harris.
You're leaving Miss Fay? Where you going?
I don't know yet.
You're leaving my dream boat all alone? You don't know where you're going? How about Siberia?
No joking matter, Julius. I've made up my mind to leave home forever. So, Goodbye, kid.
Please, Mr. Harris, don't be hasty. Do me a favor. Before you go, take a little time to think this over.
Well, I...
Time's up. So long, Mac. Well, what are you waiting for? I said goodbye. Get going.
Don't shove me.
Leave him alone, Julius. The poor guy's heartbroken. He found out his wife don't love him anymore.
She don't? Gee, Mr. Harris, the way I feel about this can't be put into words. But I would like to express my feelings, if I may.
Go ahead, kid.
Wait till I tell the newspapers about this.
Now, wait a minute, kid. I can't let this get in the papers. Look, Julius, I might as well tell you. I'm not really leaving Alice. It's just a gag to teach her a lesson.
A gag? You mean you're not going away?
That's right.
But you can't do this to me! You can't raise my hopes to the heights of ecstasy and then dash them on the ruts of despair! I'll get you for this! I'll teach you to trifle with the emotions of an Abruzio! And that's the whole story, Miss Fay. I went outside your house here to warn you about it.
Oh, thank you for telling me, Julius. I really appreciate it. I could kiss you for this.
You better not, Miss Fay. If you did, you'd never be happy with old Ham Hock again. Come on, soulmate.
Thanks again, Julius. So, Bill is going to pretend to leave me, huh? Old Curly Top's going to teach me a lesson. Wait till I get in the house. I'll teach him one. I'll just tiptoe into the living room.
I wonder what's taking Alice so long. I can't wait all day to leave her.
Well, be patient, Curly. She'll be home soon. Don't forget, as soon as she comes in, you make...
Hello, fellas.
Oh, Alice. Curly, you can't leave. I beg of you. You can't leave.
No, I'm sorry, Frankie. I've made up my mind. I'm leaving.
But, Curly, Alice, you talk to him. Tell him he can't leave.
All right. Phil, don't leave Frankie.
I'm not leaving Frankie. I'm leaving you.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dear. This is quite a shock. I may never get over this. When are you leaving?
Oh, please, Alice, don't carry on like that. You're making it difficult for me to leave, but I've made up my mind to go, and when I make up my mind to go, I go.
Here's your hat.
Stop pushing. Alice, aren't you even going to ask me why I'm going?
All right. Why?
You have the unmitigated gall to ask that question. There's nothing I can do. I can't do anything but leave. After the way you've bow-bretten me, I mean brow-betten me, I mean...
I know what you mean. Goodbye.
I ain't leaving until I say that word right. Bow-beaten. Bean-bop.
The word is brow-beaten.
You stay out of this. Alice, I'm warning you. When I walk out that front door, you'll never see me again. And after I'm gone, you're going to wish...
I'm hungry. Hand me an apple out of that bowl, Phil.
Here.
Thanks. Now, what were you saying?
I was saying that I'm leaving you for good. I'm going as far away as I can. You'll be all alone, and when I... Alice, stop eating when I'm leaving you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd gone already. Goodbye, Phil.
Goodbye, Alice.
Goodbye, Curly.
Goodbye, Frankie. Wait a minute. You're coming with me. You think I'm going to leave you here? You're crazy. Let's go. Alice, I'm telling you, if you let me go through this door, you can consider yourself a single woman. You can do as you please.
That'll get her, Curly. She won't let you go two more steps.
Two steps, huh? It's one, two.
Oh, Bill!
Right on the nose. Well, I knew you'd call me back. And now that you've learned your lesson, little lady, what is it that you desire?
I put Tyrone Power's phone number.
That doesn't. I'm really leaving. Oh, you. If you want me, Alice, I'll be at Frankie's apartment, and you can send my allowance there.
Oh, poor Phil. He just hated to leave. Well, I'll just let him suffer at Frankie's overnight.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. If you were king, dilly dilly, you'd need a queen. Who told me so, dilly dilly, who told me so? I told myself, dilly dilly, I told me so. If your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, then you'll answer yes. In a pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, I'll be waiting to dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly lavender green. Then you'll be king, dilly dilly, and I'll be your queen.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly lavender green.
If you were king, dilly dilly, you'd need a queen.
Oh, who told you so? Dilly dilly, who told you so?
I told myself, dilly dilly, I told me so.
If your dilly dilly heart feels the dilly dilly way,
it will answer yes.
In a pretty little church on a dilly dilly day,
I'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then you'll be king, dilly dilly, and I'll be your queen.
Remley, why? Why do I listen to you?
Oh,
why do I?
Please.
Listen to you? Alice won't let you go. She won't even let you go
oh,
through
please,
the door.
Oh, please, hush your little mouth. Be quiet. Go to sleep.
I can't sleep. How can I sleep? I'm going to call her and tell her that I'm sorry.
Yeah, you would. Don't be a sucker. You do that, you'll defeat your purpose. Anyway, she's probably calling you right now. I bet you that phone rings before you can count to five.
One, two, three, four. How do you do that? Hey, you're right. That's Alice. Thank goodness. Honey, I'm sorry I acted the way I did because I love you, baby. I'm crazy about you. I love you. Do you hear me? Love you. Stay where you are and I'll be right with you.
Wow, what a wrong number. I gotta call this one again sometime.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment.
This is your Rexall family druggist again. Last week, we received a letter which went like this.
Dear Mr. Rexall Druggist, I have the job of buying the drug products for our family. It's a great responsibility, and I wish you would help me choose by telling me exactly why so many independent druggists recommend Rexall products.
Let me answer you, ma'am, by giving you just one example. For instance, we Rexall druggists know that every Rexall drug product, and there are more than 2,000 of them, remember, is compounded by a registered pharmacist with the same care and accuracy that we use in filling your doctor's prescription. And we also know that every one of these 2,000 or more drug products are tested time after time before they ever come to our stores. That, ma'am, is just one of the reasons why 10,000 druggists have chosen to put the orange and blue Rexall sign in their windows. Why they all tell you, and honestly, that you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
This is Phil Harris again, folks. There's a lot of celebrating going on all over the state of Oregon. And congratulations to Coach Jim Aiken and his Oregon football team who have been selected to play SMU in the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Day. It should be a great game, and it's being played in one of my favorite cities, Dallas, Texas. Also, our full congratulations to USC and Northwestern. Thank you and good night, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
This program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast was Sandra Gould. The part of Frankie Remley was played by Elliot Lewis, and Julius was played by Walter Tetley. Alice Faye appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. This is Bill Foreman wishing good health to all from Rexall. Sunday is fun day on NBC. Stay tuned to this station for the Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy show, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.